May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and Redeemer. Amen. Today we continue with our series on looking at the Psalms, and we're looking at Psalm 19. And Psalm 19, we have to question, is it one psalm or is it two psalms? Because verses 1 to 6 are quite clearly a hymn of praise. And then 7 to 14 speak of the law of God. Now, if you read the commentaries, as I do before preaching, you'll see that there's an awful lot of argument amongst theologians about these points, because the psalm is clearly in two parts. And a lot of heavyweight academic argument has taken place over that. But the reality is, does it actually matter? C.S. Lewis wrote of Psalm 19, "I take this to be the greatest poem in the Psalter and one of the greatest lyrics in the world." That's high praise indeed. And it's difficult to argue with what he said, because it does combine wonderful poetry with profound biblical theology. So, a hymn of praise. "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they display knowledge." I don't know about you, but perhaps you've taken the chance to go out and just wonder at the skies and in the dark of the night. Haddonham's pretty good because it hasn't got too many street lights, and you can actually go out there any time of the night, if it's clear, not always, and just see the sky. And it's quite wonderful. I haven't often had that chance to really enjoy the sky, but I can remember being down in Devon when my brother lived down there. And I don't know what we were doing, but it was probably about something like 4 o'clock in the morning or something, lying out in the garden in the midsummer, and just the whole of the heavens were lit with stars, and it was absolutely wonderful. And then there was a terrific bang, and that was Concorde going over. So you can tell it was quite a while back. But that wonder of creation is quite something, isn't it? That when we look out there and you just totally awed by that starlit sky. And so that wonder of creation is a perennial question. Now, some of you are probably old enough to remember the Time magazine cover from 1966, which said, asked the question, "Is God dead?" And I've been just reading an interesting article in the November Christianity magazine. And it's got an article entitled, "A God-Breathed Cosmos," written by Dr. David Lane Craig, got to be an American with a name like that, who outlines three ways the science of the universe points to God. It says, one, God is the best explanation of the origin of the universe. Two, God is the best explanation for the fine-tuning of the universe. And three, God is the best explanation of why we can do science at all. And he talks about the gravitational constant. And I'm sure you're all as aware as I am, not what that is all about. But he said that if this varied by just one part in 10, and he got 33 noughts after it, so it was a infinitesimally small thing. If it changed by just one part, then the stars could not form and produce the necessary specific chemicals for life to exist. And that just raises the wonder of creation in one's minds as to how something can be created so perfect that life exists. Could it just be chance? And clearly in his mind, there was absolutely no way, because the heavens declared to him as a scientist clearly that God exists. And so the wonder of the skies speak to us. Day by day they pour forth speech. Night after night they display knowledge. No audible words, but their very presence speaks volumes. Words which communicate regardless of language. Words that reach out to the ends of the world. Words which can speak to any one of us who take the time to observe the heavens. And then the second part of the psalm, which sets out six statements about the law, which are followed by a statement of their worth. And the statements: the law of the Lord is perfect. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy. The precepts of the Lord are right. The commands of the Lord are radiant. The fear of the Lord is pure. The ordinances of the Lord are sure. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The Spirit of God revives and renews us. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple, providing that wisdom which we all need, without which life could be a disaster. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. There's something about knowing our Lord which just brings that joy to one's heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. Jesus spoke about people lighting a lamp and putting it under a basket, but putting it up on high where the light can be seen. And he concludes, the same way, let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and glorify the Father in heaven. Light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. It's that reverence for God that endures forever. And the ordinances of the Lord are sure, altogether righteous. And that sums up the whole statement about the law of God. And the psalmist concludes by saying, they are more precious than gold, sweeter than honey, more precious than anything. And the psalm goes on to say that in keeping the laws of God, there is both warning and great reward. So why do we need that warning? The psalm says, but who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults. And he asks, keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me, then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgressions. We all know that we can fall into sinfulness. And we say in the Lord's Prayer, forgive us our trespasses. Today we mark Advent Sunday, the start of a new church year. And it's an opportunity to renew and refresh our relationship with God. An opportunity to re-examine that relationship we have with our God and Father and consider how we adhere to his laws. To look back on the year that has gone and to evaluate that relationship, but more importantly, to look forward to that renewed relationship. opening ourselves to be awed once again by what the skies and heavens proclaim, and recognizing anew the glory of God. Amen.